This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com. Welcome to Dishy Mix. I'm your host, Susan Bratton, and today's show is live at the eMetrics Marketing Optimization Summit. On today's show, you're going to get to meet Lori Thomas. She's the marketing therapist at a company called Web Marketing Therapy. And we're going to focus today primarily on what's happening in the world of small and medium business. So for those of you who are used to us talking about the big, big picture of big, big brands, we're going to get real tight, real fast. But before you get to meet Lori, I have a special guest for the show. And I want you to say hello to Jim Stern.
Hello to Jim Stern.
Jim is the progenitor of the eMetrics Marketing Optimization Summit. He's one of the co-founders of the Web Analytics Association. He's a dear friend of mine. And he was on a recent episode of Dishy Mix where we talked all about things like bounce rates and KPIs. Welcome, Jim, to Dishy Mix again.
Thank you very much. It is a thrill to be here, as always.
I'm glad. Hey, your show looks packed. You've got almost maybe even more than 500 people sitting around in that room, which tells me that people really care about web analytics, especially probably in a down market.
It is. It's how do you get more out of every dollar you're spending? How do you make sure you're spending it in the right way? Where should you spend more of it? And where should you spend less of it? And that all bubbles up through measuring what's happening on your website.
So I just sat with you through what I really enjoyed, which was this kind of 2-minute presentation by a number of your sponsors. And I like that because sometimes walking the show floor is a little overwhelming. I liked that they had to give a really concise pitch based on just what you're seeing in the marketplace, what people are talking about here at the show, mm-hmm. what the vendors are purveying.
Yep.
What are some of the big changes in web analytics? What's coming to the fore that we should be thinking about?
As we've just come from the vendor pitch session, I see two things there. One is we've got big vendors doing big things, doing integrated marketing. We've got lots of little vendors coming up out of nowhere with really interesting, the guy talking about the database of email messages. So how are people messaging? How are people sending? How often does it go out? How many links do they put in? So let's measure what's happening in the email world, in the newsletter world. We've got people who are measuring, are integrating attitudinal information with the behavioral information. We have people who are tracking, podcasts, as you know. We've got people who are tracking just about everything you can imagine and figuring out how to use it to actually measure their marketing, not just their website. So this is the integration that I've been waiting for a long time. This is why it's the Marketing Optimization Summit and no longer just web analytics.
That makes total sense to me. Yeah, it seems like some of the vendors had very unique, I would almost say feature-based capabilities.
Yep.
One of the guys was talking specifically about abandons.
Yes.
Another one that was interesting was the one, what was he offered to go through your whole, like comb your website and look for all your broken links and find out where your meta tags went wrong and things like that.
And is your JavaScript actually running correctly?
Yeah.
So they are monitoring, they walk through your whole website page by page, not just, it used to be just looking for broken links. Now it's looking for broken tags, broken JavaScript, where things aren't lining up properly, where pages don't get tagged. Mm-hmm. That's a company called ObservePoint, founded by the guy who founded Omniture. So these are people who know what they're doing.
Not only was he giving away $100 bills, in his 2 minutes he managed to give a couple $100 away, but he's also offering a free combing of your site for people who attend. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to get combed.
Go get combed.
I'm going to get it. Well, I know you have to get back to your big event. Thanks for coming on Dishy Mix just to say hi. You want to give a shout out to anybody or anything to the Dishy Mix listeners?
Hi, Mom. but actually, more important, I want to introduce Lori Thomas because that's why we're here.
Perfect.
Lori emailed me and said, hey, would you come and give a lecture at the course I'm doing at University of California Extension? And I, of course, flattered, drop a hat and give me a microphone, and I'm a happy camper. But I was really intrigued because this is another case of somebody who understands the philosophy the way I do about customer centricity and about what the web can be, but wraps it up in the form of marketing therapy, which I just found really enchanting, as I found Lori.
Well, welcome, Lori Thomas, to Dishy Mix. And Jim Stern, thank you so much for being here and kicking it off for us today.
Thank you for helping me kick.
All right. I'm going to transfer the microphone to Lori. So welcome, Lori Thomas. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm getting all she-geeky at the eMetrics conference.
She-geeky?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
My team is a bunch of wild web women, and we're nerds, but we know marketing. So we embrace our she-geekiness. I don't know how else to say it.
I like it. Well, so let me tell you a little bit about Lori Thomas. Lori runs a company called Web Marketing Therapy. She's also considered a motivational marketing expert. She really focuses on teaching people how to think strategically about web marketing related subjects. She does a lot of teaching. She teaches a lot of different things about web marketing, including web marketing applications, social media marketing, search engine marketing apps, all kinds of classes at the UCSB Extension and UC Berkeley Extension. So not only is she helping her clients, but she's also reaching out into our community to move people into our industry. She also came from the whole web marketing world. She was web marketing director at ProHealth, which was interestingly a patient-owned company dedicated to research and funding for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Two things that I think, you know, a lot of people aren't sure what those are, and to have patient information as a part of it and to use the web for crowdsourcing information seems like a really good area for that. She was also internet marketing manager at Affinity Group, something near and dear to my heart, Lori. You don't know this, but I have an RV.
Really?
Yes. And so you manage search engine marketing programs for RV.net, the Good Sam Club, Trailer Life Enterprises, and you are talking my language, girl, because I loves
it.
Me my RV. I just told Tim that, so we keep our RV parked at the front of our house, which you'd normally be like, okay, that's so massively tacky. But our house is gated, so no one can see. So we can be like rednecks behind a gated entrance.
It's
the perfect combination.
I love it. Love, love, love it.
And I just said to Tim, babe, here's one of the things I want to put on our long-term plan. We had this on Sunday. We sat down for about 4 or 5 hours, and we just worked on the next generation of our business strategy for personal life media. And we wrote down what our strategy is for ourselves, for our life, for our daughter. What do we want in the future? And one of the things that I want is some vineyard acreage. My long-term vision is to build a house, or kind of make it look like an old barn that I've turned into a house. That's my dream, in the vineyards. And I love the Calistoga area, although any place with vineyards makes me happy. And I said, I have this brilliant idea. We can't afford to go build a big vineyard house right now. It's, you know, not in the cards for us now. We're plowing our cash into building our business. But maybe we could just buy some vineyards and put our RV on it.
Now you're talking. As long as you have wireless from that RV, you're good to go.
Exactly. So when I read that you knew about the RV world, I was like, I already like her. Oh, and here, everybody, listen to this. Okay, I'm shaking this. This, what you just heard, is my bottle of pills from Lori. It's Web Marketing Therapy. It's Marketing RX. They're chill pills. Now, are they really M&Ms or are they really chill pills?
They're real chill pills. They're chocolate. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the best cure that anyone can have. And yeah, we suffer from marketing overwhelm, so that helps.
Now, before you went to Affinity Group, you were one of the on the founding team of ValueClick.
Yes.
So that's where you got your web marketing start back in the early 2000s, right?
1999. We partied like it 1991, and it was. And yes, I sold Clicks. I gave it all up to go sell Clicks. My family was devastated.
What did you do before that?
I was in retail management at Saks Fifth Avenue. I was a personal shopper, and I went back and forth to New York, and that was my world.
Any regrets moving out of the world of fashion and beauty and into the world of Clicks?
Absolutely not, because now I have clients in the fashion space, so now I have my cake and I eat it too.
I like that. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
So you're a marketing educator, you're a writer, you're a strategist, you're a web marketing expert, you're a speaker, you're doing a lot, you're running this agency. Tell me about the things that you're doing right now for some of your clients. Where are you spending most of your time as an agent? You primarily service the Santa Barbara area.
We're nationwide.
You are nationwide.
We have clients
okay.
we've never met live, and that's the beauty
of all
great. This web work. We definitely have a concentration in Santa Barbara, but we also have a concentration in Los Angeles, and a lot of it's word of mouth, or nowadays word of mouth marketing, but the emphasis and where we find a lot of our time and energy and expertise is going is helping organizations build their authentic brands via social media, either teaching them or supporting them in writing content that really communicates who they are, what they do, who they serve. And in some cases, we're helping people become web celebrities, where they are really using the web to boost their own personal brands or business. And in this day and age, I don't know if you heard, but we're in a recession. And right now, the trust factor is really the missing link for success. And the web can be an amazing tool to build that, because guess where people are going when they're searching and they're comparison shopping? The web. So it's a lot of the content, and content not just in text anymore, but video, social media, podcasts.
Somebody, who the heck was it? I just interviewed them. Gosh, I do an interview every week, and so sometimes it munges together. Somebody was saying, it'll come to me who it was, that they think that I think it was Kelly Mooney from Resource Interactive. She runs the agency. They have VS Pink and some really good brands. She just wrote the Open Brand book. She said she thinks that in the very near future, there will be a job occupation that is the social profile manager. It kind of sounds like if you're helping web celebrities increase their web celebrity-liciousness, that you might just be the very first social profile manager in the universe. What do you think?
I think it's a very descriptive job title and very appropriate. And absolutely, it's so critical.
So I want to be a web celebrity. What should I do?
You are a web celebrity.
I want to be bigger, big, really big. What do I have to do?
Build a community and really just be your authentic self and get out there and have an opinion and break the rules and just connect, and do that through podcasting, social media, blogging. And I always like to say, start small and snowball. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you do a quality job over and over again, it's like compounding interest. You do the same amount of effort, energy, and before you know it, you've got this massive web arsenal that's there working for you. We do call it the World Wide Web for a reason. Just got to use it.
Now, Laura, you are so funny. You have like a little turn of phrase for everything. Did you grow up in Oklahoma? Because you seem like this down-home girl that's got a phrase for every darn thing. Well, that's what the cat dragged in, and da-di-da-di-da, chill pills and all this stuff. Where's all this coming from? Where's this like funny little Americana wisdom thing?
Oh my gosh, I am a Southern California kid. Maybe Valley Girl is the only excuse I have. I've had students in my courses at UCSB and Berkeley, and these are PhDs just getting their marketing geek on, that have said, I don't know how you have a master's degree because you just make up words. Like, I don't know how you got through.
Isn't that what marketing is? I would just turn to Jim Stern in the last session. Somebody said, oh gosh, it was a cute word. I think my brain is going today. I gave up drinking. Maybe that's the problem.
There we go.
Only for 90 days. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
You know what I think it is? Being an educator. Oh my gosh, so funny. But you know, being an educator, you have to be a professional explainer. And I'm always trying to find easy, digestible ways for things to stick. That is my job. I'm a service professional. And as an educator, it's my job to serve. So I think that's where all the wild web woman-isms come from. See, I just made one
and
up
right
there.
And the sniglets. I love a sniglet. That's what I was telling Jim. Somebody in there made a sniglet. And I was like, oh, that's a good sniglet. He's like, yeah, that's a keeper.
Yeah, so we're all writing them down.
Yeah, everybody loves that. So let's go back to this web celebrity, because a lot of Dishy Mix listeners are web celebrities, or they're running small businesses and they're trying to make a name for their business online. You went through a very quick laundry list of you need to do a blog and a podcast and social media and blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. How do you figure out the strategy for any given person or company and help them prioritize what they should do first and where they should spend their time? And then once they've built up an audience, what the hell do they do with it? I know that was a lot of questions, but
I
you can
love
handle it.
And absolutely, I can so handle it. We always say strategy first, execution second. And what Web Marketing Therapy's team does is, when we're facilitating the process with a partner, we look at unique abilities of the organization, of the business owner, whether it's an intern that can write really well, or a business owner that has no issues getting up and speaking in public or getting on the phone with the media. We look at the unique abilities and the unique assets within each organization. And once we have an understanding of what those assets and unique abilities are, then we start to help make the recommendations. Case in point, blogging is fantastic, but if you can't write or you hate to write or you catastrophize the process, please don't blog. You know, I mean, I want to start an abandoned blog shelter. It blows my mind how many people go to a conference, they hear that they should blog, mm-hmm. and they go and they launch something, and then they don't know what to do with it because they didn't think before they hit the execution phase. So really putting to work tools that will support the traits of an organization or the solo entrepreneur.
You know, it's funny. I've always known since the very first podcast interview that I ever did where I picked up the phone, it was doing it over the phone instead of in person, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
Being here with you today, it's always better. I picked up the phone, I did the interview, I hung up the phone and I said, that was the easiest thing I've ever done. That was like rolling off a log. I was so in my flow the first minute I ever did that. And I've always enjoyed blogging, but now that Twitter's here, I look at my blog and I go, oh, that's so much effort. I can certainly be pithy. I love the combination of
yes.
Twittering and podcasting because in podcasting, I like to go deep, as
right.
deep as I can in 30 minutes. In Twittering, I love to be pithy. And now I'm kind of, my blog is my bastard child all of a sudden.
Well, now your blog can be a place to house your podcasts.
Yes.
And for some of the Twitter posts that get the most reaction, that might be your catalyst. That might be your analytics takeaway of what you can use that for. And again, blogs can be anything. I mean, we have days where we don't blog or we maybe just put a picture up mm-hmm. and that's it. Also, team blogging is something I recommend.
Yeah.
Having multiple people. I have days, I'm here at the eMetrics conference for several days. The likelihood of my ability to post something in the next couple of days is nil.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that the Wild Web women at Web Marketing Therapy are all doing what they need to do. And it's a truly seamless, fun collaboration.
I think it's a good thing. And I noticed there are a lot of Twitter tools now that are also collaborative
yeah.
Twitter tools that are coming to the fore for enterprise level Twitter solutions and things
yep.
like that. I like Tweet Later Pro. That's my latest love. It's a service that allows you to plan your Twitters and schedule them in advance. So there are a number of things that I know I'm going to be doing. And there are a number of things that I know I want to say more than one time over time. And I really like the idea of, just like I used to sit down on a Sunday and write four or five, I'd get in the zone, I'd write
yeah.
four or five blog posts, and then I'd schedule them out over time. I can actually do that now with Tweet Later Pro, which I love.
Absolutely. And everyone loves Twitter because it's easy and fun. I'll say that again. Easy and fun because everyone goes, why is this stuff so popular and why is it work and why is everyone on it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we can all play on it and there's no intimidation factor. So that's where people are going. So use what works.
Exactly. Now think about one of your clients, or it doesn't even need to be one of your clients. Think about somebody whose setup, whose social media setup is one that you respect and admire. Someone who's doing a certain combination of things that you see are paying off for them. What are they and why are they paying off?
I have a fantastic
Great.
Example and it's so out of the box.
Good.
So I love when I speak at conferences pulling up on the slides the nation's leading tax negotiation and mediation company. When the IRS is breathing down your back, a company called Tax Resolution Services is the only company to call. And Michael Rosbrook has
a blog.
I hope you don't have to either.
That's a call you don't want to have to make.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But if you ever do, you know who to have on your side. They are probably, you know, what you wouldn't expect as an organization that we use social media. They have a Tax Resolution University blog chock full of information that is so educational, helpful. So for the people that are really in that pain point time in their lives where they're scouring the World Wide Web at 3 a.m, they stumble upon the Tax Resolution blog. They get tips, they get information. It becomes a great education. Where's the team kind of a tool. They're also on Twitter and they're also on Facebook and they're also on LinkedIn.com. So Michael Rosbrook is the founder and CEO and Brian Compton is the president and they both have profiles and those guys use social media just to be educators and they're my favorite example right now.
Well, if you're going to have tax problems, at least we know who to call now. Thank you for that.
No problem.
We don't have to. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about with regard to small business and social media and the opportunities there. We're with Lori Thomas. She's web marketing therapy. She's the web therapist, and I might take one of my little chill pills right after the show. So stay tuned. We want to thank the sponsors of Dishy Mix because I really appreciate them, and I hope you do too, and you'll listen to the messages. And when we come back, we'll talk to Lori some more. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption. Green Talk Radio.
We're back with Lori Thomas of Web Marketing Therapy. I'm your host, Susan Bratton. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about leveraging social media marketing. And Lori, one of the things that you say is that you have to give to gain. You have to give to gain.
I can't help it with all the therapy-isms. But yes, you do have to give to gain.
Okay, tell us about it.
So I hear a lot of consultants, and I like to call them insultants, that are like, you know, all my expertise, there's a monetary value to that. Well, you know what? Get over yourself. As the marketing therapist, I'd like to tell people to check their egos at the door. We need to give folks a sample of what we have to offer before they know, like, and trust us. And so giving to gain, it doesn't, you know, I mean, my organization donates 1% to the planet. That's one way of giving. But we also give away our expertise on our blog, on our podcasts. And there's a lot of organizations that use social media and websites and free 101 checklists to using online PR to boost your business. That's is valuable, billable time, but they package it in a way where they say, you know what, we trust enough that you're going to like what we have to offer, that you're going to get a better feel for us, and then they're going to pre-qualify the right people. So yes, giving your expertise, giving products, putting something, you got to put something on the table.
Give us a couple examples of things that you've seen out there that you thought were smart ideas or things that you might know are paying off when people give to get.
One example is Anne Levine. She is a law school admissions expert, the best law school expert, just came out with a book, The Law School Admission Game, and she gives away tons of advice on her blog. It's thelawschoolexpert.com, and just go to her blog. And I mean, anything you need to know, LSAT scores, what you need to do for law school. And it's enough that it's valuable for people looking for information, but it also the ones that need that next step. They know she's the right person because she gave it away. She gave it away on the blog, and it's brilliant.
It's interesting. Information product marketers, I've been learning about that lately because just launched my own product. It's a system that teaches people how to interview. Interviewing is my passion. I love doing it. And there are more and more people now who are interviewing for their blogs and writing stories. They're interviewing for podcasts because everybody's podcasting. They're interviewing for their information products. They're interviewing for their television show, their radio show. There's still zillions of people that are radio talk show hosts out there. And when I went to look for advice about how you interview, how you book the big guest, you know, all those things, there was nothing out there that I could find that really gave great advice, and I decided to write it. And one of the things that I've been doing is learning about how to sell an information product on the web, how to sell direct to your customer your product. And one of the things that I've learned is that you always give away your best stuff first. You lead with your best foot forward. You give away your golden information, because really what people want is not just that one really insightful thing, but they want the whole system, the whole plan, your worksheets, your checklists. You know, they're going to buy your, if they're interested in, and you've impressed them with that one golden thing, then they are going to become a customer of yours anyway. So it's the same kind of a thing where I give away my 15 easy question generating ideas, you know, why not give it all away?
Absolutely. And it's the mentality, the paradigm is that you hold it until someone buys it.
Yeah.
But really the folks that are going to grab onto it and connect with it and do something with it, that are going to take that, and the ones that want the next level, they are your desired customers, clients, prospects, leads. And so it's just changing and getting to retrain your brain to give away what you have. And another example is Specialty Color Services. They're a photo lab in Santa Barbara, California, the least likely kind of web marketers out there, where they have a storefront and they, you know, do their photo products. And they created a Facebook group, and they did a whole campaign called Photograph Your Love. And it just tugged on the heartstrings and the, you know, the passionate photographers, and they made it easy. You could share your mobile uploads, anything that really embodied love. And what they started doing was giving away t-shirts, giving away photo albums, giving away the metallic prints. And the more they gave away, the more they sold, because people got it. Mm-hmm. They tested it. What do they say in info product marketing? To do the pink spoon. It's like the Baskin Robbins, the little pink sample spoon where you try the little sample of ice cream and you're like, I love it. I want more.
Yeah.
They employed
it
the pink spoon.
It is ice cream after all.
It is.
And who doesn't love ice cream?
Hey, and there's web marketing ice cream too. And you know, whatever you got to do, give it away. And it goes back to giving to gain. It just works.
The world has changed. Now that, even in things like Twitter or Facebook, to be relevant, you really have to be philanthropic and give away a lot of good content, retweet, point to content, give out links that are beneficial, that have nothing to do with you and your product and what you're trying to sell, but instead are things that just make the life better for everyone else so that people realize that you're a really good person.
Absolutely. And it all goes back to quality and value. All I want to see is what's in it for me. If you can think that that is where your prospective customers and current customers are at, give them something of value and get over yourself. If someone else has something better to offer, share that link. And guess what? The person that you just endorsed, they're going to come back to you and you're going to create a new partnership, and that's where you win.
So what are these kids like? I'm totally changing subjects. What are the kids like in school now that you're teaching in college?
Oh,
are they so web savvy, or what strikes you about them?
I am so blessed that I teach high school students through Santa Barbara City College. It's a dual enrollment class. And through UCSB Extension and Berkeley Extension, I teach adults. Mm-hmm. And through the adult program, I also have a lot of international exchange students. So I'm talking, I have students from 15 to 65. And actually, I had one student at once who was 82 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm a nerd, so I love to watch patterns and get to know people, and it is fascinating how the web just has no barriers. There's no elitism with the web. And so, you have the teens that are on MySpace and Facebook, but nowadays it's, you know, the boomers are the ones that are really taking over Facebook. And so a lot of the folks that are really embracing the web, it doesn't matter if you're techie or not. As long as you can think strategically and think marketing and really connect. Actually, some of the folks that are more customer-centric and more relationship builders, they're the ones that are taking the technology to the next level versus the ones that are geeks that just don't get the relationship component. So I'm finding the folks that can really connect can learn the tech stuff. It's not rocket science. So it's very interesting.
It was funny. I don't know who said this, and it might have been a comment that someone made on a blog or something, but they said, the engineers have developed Facebook, and now we're going to turn it into something that's actually social. And I thought, oh, I wonder what that would be like, because it seems pretty social to me. You know, I haven't had that deep a level of thought about what Facebook could be if social people rather than engineers had created it. Do you have any insight into that?
It goes back to the whole kind of the theme of being here at the eMetrics and in doing this live. It goes back to just learning and understanding what's going on, using your web statistic, watching patterns, watching what the folks on Facebook are doing with the technology, and then leveraging that, building, rebuilding, optimizing. They say you create, you execute, you monitor, and then you rinse, repeat, and you start all over again. So the engineers have created it, but it's all this stuff is in our hands. So we are the ones that are going to drive it.
So you talked about the four key elements to a good marketing strategy. You also have something else that's a four that you like, and that is the book by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's called The Four Agreements. That's your favorite book. I've read that, but they didn't stick in my mind. Will you give us a refresh on what the four agreements are?
Absolutely. It's a book that I keep and reread at least once a year. And the four agreements, the first one is to be impeccable with your word. Never talk bad or negatively against someone else. Be mindful of what you write, what you say. The next agreement is to never make assumptions. And that is one that is difficult to do sometimes, but to never assume what the other party is thinking. The next agreement is to not take anything personally. And that is a personal and professional tip. You know, sometimes you get we have to cancel our service agreement with you. Well, it's not personal, it's business. And that will really help you survive and thrive. And the last agreement is always do your best. And they're simple and they apply and they'll never go out of style. They're just I've always operated with them, and so far, so good.
So last question for you. I asked you about something that changed your life, and you told me it was a trip to England that was humbling and amazing. Tell us that story as the last thing we talk about.
Oh,
give us a little inspiration.
Wow. This is the warm, fuzzy part of the interview. I went to England last year, and I was originally going there to do a collaboration with Dr. Ralph Elliott of Clemson University, and we were going to do a co-presentation and a seminar, and the event was canceled. And it was canceled very last minute, and I've known Dr. Elliott for years, and he said, you know what, even though the event's canceled, keep the ticket. Thanks for being a great partner to me over the years. And at the time, it was, I had recently lost my father. I had just finished all the paperwork for my divorce. I was in the final throes of grad school, and web marketing therapy was just starting to take flight, and the agency was growing, and I was in the prime of my life, literally and figuratively. I was 31 years old, and I got on this plane, and I took the first vacation I ever had taken before by myself. And it was the most amazing thing. My sister had a friend who was finishing up a job at a law firm in England, and I was able to stay with him and some other girlfriends of his that were crashing there. And it was just like Lori and strangers the whole trip. It was just so clarifying and beautiful, and the people I met. And I really learned that I'm really okay being with me. I met someone on that trip. I met me. That was the best part.
Oh, that's a terrific story. I also like to travel alone. I love to travel with my friends and my husband and my family, but traveling alone really does open you up. It's like it heightens your sensation because you're not focused so closely, your focus is actually more open, and you pick up so much that you would have otherwise missed. And also, of course, you meet random people who are fun and interesting. And
it was a remarkable experience, and I have friends that I'll have for the rest of my life.
That's great. Well, what I'd like everybody who's listening to do is to encourage you to speak to one person that you don't know today. Just go up to somebody and say hi and start talking to them. You know, for me, I wade into a room full of strangers and I scan the room for the most interesting person that I literally scan the room and I say, who in this room looks like they'd be the most interesting person with whom to have a conversation? And I sally up to them and I introduce myself, and I have no problem doing that. Now, that took me years of work to get to the point where I was, you know, confident enough and kind of in my body enough to even stand there and scan the room instead of just walking into the room and, you know, kind of glomming onto the first safe looking person I could find. Now I feel like I have that confidence to direct my attention to someone who might actually be very interesting. And it's a process. It's definitely a process. And a great way to do that is to just go talk to one person that you've never talked to. What do you say we go do that?
Let's do that right now.
Well, I hope you've had a good time meeting Lori Thomas today. I've had a good time talking to her. You'll check out her her website, Web Marketing Therapy. Maybe she'll send you some chill peels if you lack some. As a matter of fact, how about if I do this? How about if I offer a couple of bottles of chill pills to anybody who'd like them on the Dishy Mix fan club?
Absolutely.
You'd be happy to send some chill pills out to some Dishy Mix fans.
I'd be happy to. And actually, Susan, I'm going to give you our Web Marketing Therapy thinking cap.
My thinking cap.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That's a great logo. You've done a fantastic job with all of the branding on your site.
Thank you.
I really encourage Dishy Mix listeners to go to your webmarketingtherapy.com site and look at everything that you've put together. It's all very well thought through. It's very defined and very what's a good word for it? You just carry everything forward. It's consistent. You have a very consistent way of doing branding. And I know you're a small business, and yet you have this consistency that makes you, you know, it generates a lot of confidence in who you are as an organization because it is so consistent and well done.
Thank you. It was a pleasure putting it all together. And the way we looked at it as an educational resource, we have to practice what we preach.
Yeah.
So we put our blood, sweat, and tears into it. But was it worth it? Absolutely.
Definitely. And I will wear my cap proudly.
Yay.
All right. Well, Lori, thank you so much for being on Dishy Mix. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone, please have a wonderful day, and I will connect with you next week. Take care. I'm your host, Susan Bratton. Bye-bye.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.